The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We are the Harvesters of Sorrow. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Oh, so you've seen some of my fan mail this week.
Wow, Crudy, making friends and influencing people as always.
You know, I don't make the headlines. I just follow the headlines. And when sometimes the headlines, you know, let's say, favor the other team. I scribbled a little note to myself yesterday just so I could remember. I wrote, try to be intellectually honest. You know, I got to remind myself sometimes.
You got to write that on your hand? Come on, of course. Why not? I mean, that should be the natural state.
Because sometimes the headlines don't favor my team. Sometimes there's some bad stuff in the Washington Post about Hunter Biden.
Ah, okay. Well, who's writing the headlines and what they're regarding is certainly, you know, something you need to be aware of. And I'd say the same thing about Hunter Biden, as we've said before, about any of the other president's kids or family. If there is an indictment that did some illegalities, then justice should prevail. It's very simple for me.
Well, you and I have a very similar attitude about Hunter Biden, and if he's a crook, convict, or at least indict and then convict, or whatever. You know, not my problem. Really not Joe Biden's problem, except it's his kid.
I mean, what, Jared and Ivanka made like $640 million while in the White House. I mean, if you stuck a microscope up their asses, I bet you would find some, you know, questionable behavior. Just saying.
Maybe. Maybe. The other thing the audience didn't appreciate, apparently, I was a little bit gleeful about Tommy Thompson threatening to get in the race. You know, I like the memory of what Wisconsin was like when Tommy Thompson was the governor.
You could never go back, man. You know that. You could never go back.
You can go back to an ex. You've been back to plenty of exes. Maybe not since you got married.
For a night or two, man. But that's never going to last. And Tommy Thompson, what are you doing, dude? You're going to go down and bend a knee to Trump just like Clayfish did? I mean, you're on the back nine of your life, bro. You know, you just came out of doing a decent job at the UW.
I thought he did a stand-up job, a bang-up job.
Why would you want to get involved in this? And, you know, and it will be telling. When he comes out, what he says, we'll be absolutely telling. He starts talking about, the big lie and using all the terms and euphemisms of the
Tommy
right.
I would be less gleeful. But, you know, I was gleeful.
He's already there, dude. He's already bending the knee. I mean, if he's going down there doing anything other than the Will Smith slap to Donald Trump for what he did to this country, he's already being subservient to Trump just by going there.
I know you haven't been working lately, but I've long since moved on beyond Will Smith slapping a man. 844-967-2789. You know, as a talk radio host, I'm, and, you know, I got to do it 3 hours a day, only one with you. Yeah. I got time to fill, man. Tommy fills time. So I was a little gleeful. I saw a compelling headline.
Gleeful in what regard? The fact that he'd, you know, jump into the race and kind of shake it up for current.
Yeah, that would make me gleeful. I also think if he wants to run, he will win. I think that will be the case. Now, I'm not rooting against Tony Evers.
Oh, you think he's going to win? You think Tommy Thompson would win against
Evers? Yes, I do. In a head-to-head matchup.
You've been hanging out with some of that pillow guy and Hunter Biden crack-smoking man. What are you talking about? I mean, what makes you think that he would pull over, especially because the only way for him to win that primary is to be crazier than the other righties out there?
No, I don't think that's true.
Oh, okay. Tommy Thompson, did Joe Biden win a free and fair election?
Who's going to have the highest?
He's going to say yes or no. And if it's yes, he did, then he's not going to get the voters.
Ram Jam vote. No, Random's going to get the Ram Jam vote
or the Nicholson votes.
Well,
who's he gonna get?
I'm hoping for a divided Republican electorate,
well,
man.
It's
that part
divided.
Of it.
Oh, I'm just yeah. Wondering, I don't see the path for Tommy Thompson. If he says yes,
well, I'm cheering for election. That party to come apart at the seams during this elective cycle. I think that Tommy Thompson will offer a hell of a contrast against the Ram Jams. But ultimately, I was a little gleeful when Ram Jam got in. I don't think he's going to be the next governor. My only tempering of my glee for Tommy's candidacy is the fact that I am afraid he will be the next governor of the state of Wisconsin should he choose to run.
I don't see that happening at all. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's going to be
how
it's
important.
Gonna be. I don't know how he comes out and gets, you know, the only way he runs is if he gets Trump support. Why else would he be down there? So everyone's vying for Trump support. And, you know, the only way to do that is to toe the line. As soon as you start toeing the line, any moderate or independent is not going to vote for that guy.
And come you got on, man, plenty if of I could go down to Southern Florida this week like you did last week, if you would have had to go stop by Mar-a-Lago and have lunch, one scoop of ice cream with Trump this week, and he would have paid for your whole trip to Florida, you'd have taken that deal. I know you,
absolutely
cheap bastard.
Not. No. Trump is dead to me.
That was after you shook his hand.
He shook my hand.
844-967-2789. Let's let the audience in. I can tell they want in. Dick from the garage, your first, last, whatever, you're up.
Well,
hey, Dick.
You know, Tommy Thompson was going to ride roughshod over Tammy Baldwin, too, when he ran for Senate.
Right.
So, that way.
Different candidate. Tammy Baldwin, look at the same ballot in 2018 and compare the outcome for Tammy and the outcome for Tony Evers. Different candidates.
But I will tell you this. I thought when they ran against each other, I said something that you draw a line about much north, further north of Wisconsin Dells, and you know where I'm going with this. And she is a politically brilliant woman. That woman, she just gets it out there. And I don't know why more people don't go to her that are running statewide and say, hey, how do you do this?
Well, I can tell you what, Dick, I appreciate your call. She would not be running, advocating on let's go impeach Clarence Thomas. She'd be out there trying to deliver for her constituents. She would be out there publicly dealing with her constituents, being available to her constituents. And a progressive like Tammy Baldwin, I mean, she won by 10 points. Evers won by 31,000 votes. They're not the same candidate. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. That's Dom. He ain't Crudy. He's like me, but more tan. 844-967-2789. Phone lines, a couple of them open for you.
The son, also, you got to get the son.
Go get him.